The St. John's Bible is the first hand-painted, handwritten Bible created in more than 500 years. It was a major undertaking sponsored by St. John's University in Minnesota to celebrate the millennium. The Bible contains elaborate calligraphy as well as illuminations or artwork using precious metals. The original Bible never leaves the library at St. John's, but fine art copies of the individual books in it do. Starting in January, the New Testament and Acts of the Apostles will be on display at the Ames Library of Illinois Wesleyan University. Judy Valente has more on this extraordinary project in this exclusive GLT interview with Jim Triggs, one of the St. John's Bible's curators.
St. John's University is a school run by Benedictine monks. In the Middle Ages, monks were civilization's scribes, copying and creating Bibles and other significant documents. In celebration of that Benedictine tradition, St. John's engaged Donald Jackson, an Englishman who is the official calligrapher to the British crown. Jackson wanted to create an illuminated Bible for today. Jim Triggs, who is a curator of the St. John's Bible, says that resulted in some surprisingly contemporary images brought to life by ancient artistic techniques.
One of the things that we try to do when we show illuminations, we don't share the illumination and describe it. What we try to do is get people to talk about it, that this Bible is very communal. That is, unlike a cell phone or a smartphone where it's just you and this phone and it's very singular, what happens with this Bible is you open the pages, and much like we had in the lobby just now here at the radio station, all of a sudden four or five people came around and they said, look at this and look at that. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the most important aspects of this project, the fact that it really invites people to participate and enjoy.
What kind of spiritual experience has it been for people who see it?
For people that are familiar with the Bible, It's interesting because they typically have their favorite verse or their favorite part of the Bible, and they want to go to it, see how it's treated. I've heard numerous occasions where a relative of someone who invited somebody to come see the Bible, and of course the relative came reluctantly, and they were really mesmerized, and there was sort of this sense of awe when they saw it. But when they see it and they hear the story of the St. John's Bible, they come to me and say, thank you so much for inviting me. This has really been inspiring. There's certain things that you can enjoy on the internet. This is one of the things that you really have to see live and in living color to really appreciate it. And so we're really thrilled that Illinois Wesleyan is going to have it on campus to share.
You're not going to see a lot of medieval symbolism or imagery in this. There's really a lot of modern contemporary references in these illuminations.
Yeah, absolutely. A really good example of that is in the Luke parables. There's a series of parables in Luke that are celebrated. The parable of the lost coin, the lost sheep, the Good Samaritan. And while Donald Jackson was working on the parable of the prodigal son was when the Twin Towers were hit, so that very day. And so Donald memorialized that by actually including the Twin Towers in the genealogy of Jesus at the beginning of Matthew as a way to celebrate the humanity of Jesus. You'll see the double helix DNA molecule. So that makes a theological statement that we believe Jesus was truly human, but it also is a timestamp of sorts. So someone 1,000 years from now will say, oh, this must have been done after the 1950s because that's when the DNA molecule was discovered. You'll also see images of microscopic images of the AIDS virus and the leprosy virus, and yet on the other side of the scale, you'll see images of deep space taken by the Hubble telescope. So it was really meant to sort of capture the world today and celebrate knowledge and understanding that we know today in a way that would resonate. But then you'll also see icons, beautiful Eastern icons by Aidan Hart, which is very traditional, especially in a number of the illuminations in Gospels and Acts.
Illinois Wesleyan's Evelyn Chapel was able to obtain the reproduction of the New Testament on loan through a $9,500 grant from the Merwin Multi-Faith Fund. Wesleyan will kick off its year-long celebration of the Bible with a free lecture by Tim Turns of St. John's University on January 18th at 6:30 p.m. in IWU's Westbrook Auditorium. GLT's Judy Valente spoke with Jim Triggs, one of the St. John's Bible curators, here on Sound Ideas on GLT.